Hi, my name is John Levy, and I am a senior at Stetson University. I would like to take a moment to talk to you about my senior research project, examining the relationship between the presence of audio and subjective user experience in the context of virtual reality. Examining the relationship between the presence of audio and subjective user experience in the context of virtual reality aims to establish correlation between the presence of spatialized audio during a VR experience and improved user experience in terms of increased immersion, realism, enjoyment, and perceived quality of the visual component. In other words, I hypothesized that the fact that audio existed in the environment would lead participants to be more immersed in the experience, feel as if the experience was more realistic, enjoy the experience more, and actually perceive the visual quality to be greater. The experiment was designed by creating four identical virtual reality environments, each with a slight difference. In the first environment, there was a high-quality visual render, and there was spatialized audio. In the second environment, the same high-quality visual render was used, but it was silent. In the third environment, a low-quality visual render was used, and there was spatialized audio. In the fourth environment, the same low-quality visual render was used, but it too was silent. Subjects were asked to experience each of these environments in a random order, and then fill out a brief survey to talk about the level of immersion, realism, enjoyment, perceived visual quality, and perceived audio quality they experienced. After they had experienced all four, they took another survey to compare all of them in the same categories. In general, it was found that the presence of audio caused increased feelings of immersion, realism, and enjoyment in the user. However, results were inconclusive in regards to whether or not the presence of audio caused an increase in perceived visual quality. Let's dig into each of these categories a little more individually. In the category of immersion, results were fairly consistent both immediately after experiencing the environment and in hindsight after experiencing all four environments. Individually, Variation 1, which was high quality with audio, was rated as most immersion. And Variation 3, which was low quality but with audio, was ranked second. From this, it can be ascertained that, regardless of visual quality, the presence of audio results in increased immersion. Collectively, when reflecting upon all four environments, results were similar. Variation 1 was again the most immersive, and Variation 3 was again the second most immersive. From this, it can also be ascertained that regardless of visual quality, the presence of audio results in increased immersion. In regards to realism, results were again fairly consistent both immediately after experiencing the environments and in hindsight after experiencing all four. Much like with immersion, individually, Variation 1 was rated as most realistic, and Variation 3 was rated as second most realistic. From this, it can be ascertained that regardless of visual quality, the presence of audio results in increased realism. Collectively, we had a similar result, except this time, Variation 3 was rated as most realistic, with Variation 1 being rated as second most realistic. Regardless of this small difference, the two versions with audio were still rated as first and second most realistic, and it can be gathered that regardless of visual quality, the presence of audio results in increased realism in the user. In regards to enjoyment, similar results were found. Both individually and in hindsight comparing all four, users rated Variation 1 as most enjoyable and Variation 3 as second most enjoyable. Again, it can be ascertained that the presence of audio results in increased enjoyment in the user regardless of visual quality. Results were much less conclusive when examining perceived visual quality. Although it was hypothesized that visual quality would be perceived to have increased when audio was present, it cannot be concluded confidently that this is the case. In order, variation 1 was perceived as having the highest visual quality, and unexpectedly, variation 4 was rated as second best, followed by variation 2. Variation 3 was perceived as having the worst visual quality. There's a number of conclusions that can be drawn from these results. When the graphics were actually of high quality, it can be seen that the presence of audio resulted in higher perceived visual quality. However, when graphics were actually of low quality, the presence of audio resulted in lower perceived audio quality. Because of this contradiction, no correlation can be confidently stated between the presence of audio and perceived visual quality. Interestingly, subjects also ranked variation 4 higher than variation 2. Because of this, there is also no correlation found between the actual and perceived visual quality of the VR environments. However, it should be noted that the combination of high-quality visuals and audio did result in the highest perceived visual quality. When all four variations were considered retrospectively, we had similar inconclusive results. Variation 1 was perceived as having the highest visual quality, followed by 2, then 4, and finally 3 as having the worst perceived visual quality. Again, a number of conclusions can be gathered from this data. Again, we can see that when graphics are actually of high quality, the audio results in an increase in perceived visual quality. However, when the graphics are actually of low quality, audio again resulted in a decrease in perceived visual quality. Because of this conflicting result, it cannot be confidently stated that the presence of audio has any correlation with perceived visual quality. Unlike in other categories, the visual quality had a more profound effect on the data than the presence of audio, as the two high-quality renders outranked the two low-quality renders. Finally, we can talk about perceived audio quality. There were also conflicting results in this category, both individually and collectively. Obviously, the two variations that had audio had the greatest perceived audio quality, but their ranks differed. When examined individually, variation 1 outranked variation 3, meaning that when the visual graphics were perceived as greater, the audio was also perceived as sounding better. However, when looked at collectively, variation 3 was ranked first, and variation 1 ranked second. From this, the data says that lower quality graphics actually resulted in greater perceived audio quality. Because the results conflicted, it cannot be confidently concluded that visual quality has any effect on perceived audio quality. Overall, it can be observed that the presence of audio has a profound effect on subjective user experience in the context of virtual reality. We can confidently state that the presence of audio causes increased feelings of immersion, realism, and enjoyment in the user. However, results are inconclusive in regards to whether or not the presence of audio causes an increase in perceived visual quality. Further research should be done to verify these findings, as this sort of study is new in the context of virtual reality, although similar studies in the context of film have been done with conflicting results. Further, I believe that a psychological study could attempt to ascertain the reason for these findings. Finally, I would like to acknowledge a couple of people who made this project possible. I would like to acknowledge the Schur Grant and the College of Arts and Sciences Dean's Fund for funding this project. I'd also like to thank my faculty mentor, Dr. Nathan Wallach, and the faculty at UCF FIA, who graciously guided me and allowed me to use their facilities over the summer. I'd also like to thank Dr. Charles Underreiner, Dr. Kimberly Ryder, Madison Creech, Dinky Chen, and all of the other faculty in the Stetson Creative Arts Department for supporting me during this project.